What? Hello, I'm your host, Tom Kearns, and I just wanted to explain what this is. So this is an extract from the most recent bonus episode that just went up onto the show's Patreon. I wanted to share it with you to give you a sense of the kind of stuff that I'm putting up there to help you make an informed decision about whether or not you want to support it. You can get access to this and all other bonus episodes for $3 a month. My plan is to upload these every Wednesday on the Wednesdays between main series episodes, so there should be quite a few of them before too long. The heroes of the Anglo-Saxons, as recorded in various poems classed by scholars as heroic, tended to originate from two historically distinct sources. Many, recorded in poems such as Widsith and Deor, were historical kings of the Germanic tribes, such as the Ostrogoths and the Lombards, during the migration period at the end of the Roman Empire. Others, recorded in poems like Beowulf and again Deor, come from the common store of Germanic heroes we find in Old Norse literature and that of other Germanic peoples, such as Wayland, Völundr in Old Norse, and Sigemund, Sigurður in Old Norse. Both groups of these heroes are, in the literature, placed in a legendary heroic past, where men who lived centuries apart fight side by side, and supernatural creatures are still very much active in the world. We know from attestations in the letters of men like Aldhelm and Alcuin that what survives doesn't represent the full corpus of what once existed. But as is the way, we have to make do with what we have. Even this fraction of what probably once survived indicates that the heroic ethos in Old English literature is not just one thing, rather it's a collection of related ideas and tendencies that together form a tapestry that we call heroism. In this episode, I want to look at the two main streams of heroism that we find in scholarship, namely secular heroism and Christian heroism.
History is the greatest adventure story, but does it ever leave you wondering what the women were doing all that time? This is Lori from the Her Half of History podcast, and the answer is that some women were seizing power, or escaping slavery, or spying for their country, or creating artistic masterpieces, while countless others were doing the laundry, getting married, and wondering why their clothes don't have more pockets. If you would like to hear the stories of women doing all of those things, check out Her Half of History at herhalfofhistory.com or wherever you get your podcasts.